Okay, our next presenter is Dr. Jin-Suk Kim. Jin-Suk Kim is an associate professor in public health and health education programs at Northern Illinois University. Her research interest is in socio-environmental influences on health behavior and health outcomes, particularly among disadvantaged populations. Her current research focuses on the influence of policies and social environments on health behaviors and outcomes and inequalities in access to and use of health care.
This one is related to the previous presentation, but the quality of data would be not so good, but this is more focused on state differences, not based on national data. Anyhow, the interest is in how school physical activity related policies are affecting actual physical education class attendance and whether they are really active within the PE class and overall physical activity and sports team participation. I have no relationship to disclose. Background, we already know that there are a lot of school policies to address childhood obesity through both physical activity and nutrition, but I'm focusing on physical activity related policies today. Little evidence on whether and which school policies have affected student PE participation and sports activities, and whether it really changes overall physical activity levels, not just inside the school, but including outside the school. So I'm interested in physical education class participation in terms of numbers, the number of days in physical education, and whether they really, they were physically active at least 20 minutes in the PE, and whether they were in any sports teams in school, and whether those things are also related to physical activity overall. And also I was interested in whether these school policy effects were different between genders, because in previous studies, school policies are different in terms of their impact on boys and girls. Usually it has more impact on girls than boys, so I also wanted to know whether it's true or not. So this is an analysis of two cross-sectional data from high schools and high school students from 22 states. Why 22 states? Because it was those states had both school data and individual level data. So the high school samples were from 2008 school health profile data, about 3,000 high schools from 22 states, 64,000 students from 2009 State Youth Risk Behavior Survey. So this is not national survey. This is separate from national survey. This is by each state. Because each state asked different questions, you know, there are overlapping questions, but they had a little bit variation in terms of what I was asking. So the sample sizes are different because states use different questionnaires. So the number of physically active days, it had the biggest sample size, but it was less on sports-related outcome and number of PE days, especially whether they were really active during the PE time. It was only from five states, so the sample size is really small about actual PE time activity. So I compared different states, whether they were different on their policies, school policies, between whether they were in both school health policies data and YRBS data, but most of them there was no difference in school policies. So these are dependent variables, the number of physical education attendance, dichotomous variable about whether they were really active during PE at least 20 minutes, and whether they participated in sports teams in schools in the past 12 months, and how many days they were physically active at least 60 minutes during the past 7 days. Independent variables were a percentage of high schools requiring physical education for all grades, the average number of regions allowing exemption from PE out of 10 regions, because even when they required PE for all grades, also they allowed exemptions, so there could be some interaction between two. Percentage of high schools offering intramural sports teams or clubs, the percentage of high schools with family and community engagement in development and implementation of physical activity related policies. In multivariate regression, individual factors like age, gender, and race, ethnicity were controlled. I used the sampling ways and comments for survey data. So these are state characteristics from 22 states. About 42% of schools required PE, physical education for all grades, but they also allowed exemptions from required PE. So the number of exemptions they allowed was the mean was about 2.3, and about 41% of schools had some form of family or community engagement in deciding physical activity related school policies. So this is a sample, about 16 years old, half and half male and female. So it shows the outcomes. So the number of physical activity, physical education class days was about 2 days, so out of 5 days. About 47% were physically active at least for 20 minutes in physical education class, but the sample size was really small because it was only from five states. About half is sports team, and the number of physically active days per week was about 3.7, less than 4 days. This is about bivariate association between two variables within state and within individual level. There was a positive association between the percent of schools requiring PE and percent of schools offering intramural sports activities. At the individual level, boys were more likely to be physically active and in sports teams, but if they were in higher grade, they were less likely to be in PE, physical education class, and less physical activity and sports teams. African Americans had a higher screen time in TV or computer games, and less physically active and less likely to be in sports teams than whites. This is showing the relationship between state level policy, school policy, and individual level outcomes without controlling for anything. So everything looks in the expected direction except the number of physical education class days with the number of regions allowing exemption from PE, and also the odds of being physically active for 20 minutes was less when was negatively related with the percentage of schools with family and community engagement. And the reason for those two unexpected result is first, when I looked at the state level data, policy level data, the percentage of schools requiring PE was also related to exemption reasons. So they required PE, but also they allowed a lot of reasons for exempting from PE. So you know, both they have both good and bad. So there is some something's going on between two, and another relationship where the percentage of schools with family and community engagement is negatively related to active time in PE is maybe because they have more engagement to fix the problem, increase the active PE time, but maybe it's not working yet, there is no effect yet, or maybe there will be no effect, but we don't know yet. So in the multivariate regression model, the effect of percent of schools requiring PE for all grades was had a desired effect on PE days, how many days they were in PE, but there was gender variation. So the effect of that policy was smaller for male students, but it was larger for female students. So I can see similar relationship between school policies on boys and girls. And also expected effect of percentage of schools requiring PE for all grades on the odds of being physically active for at least 20 minutes inside PE hours. And allowing exemption from PE decreased the odds of being physically active for 20 minutes during PE. So it's expected. It's the same for sports activities. If they provided sports activities, then they were more likely to be in sport team. But there was no effect of school policies on the number of physical activity days, because the physical activity days is not just about inside school, but it included outside school physical activities. So the conclusion is I could see more direct and positive effect of school policies on respective physical activities inside school. So physical education class attendance, being physically active during physical education class, and participating in sports teams. So there was positive relationships, but there is no clear effect of school policies on overall physical activity, including both inside and outside the school. And gender difference in the impact of physical education requirements on physical education class attendance, less impact on boys than girls. And the reason why there was no relationship between school policies on overall physical activity may be potential delays in the impact of the school policy effects, or could be like reverse causation, because they had lower physical activity levels, so the schools tried to put more on school policies promoting physical activity. Limitations, this is cross-sectional data, so you cannot really establish causality, and this is based on crude measures at the state level, so there is no link between the schools and students, so I cannot really show that. And also there are information at the individual level or family level related to physical activity. So naturally, because of those limitations, future studies should have more information on family context or their neighborhood context that may affect their physical activity outside of school, and also, you know, to address the cross-sectional data problem, longitudinal study should be done to show the causality of school policy impact on individual outcomes. That's it. Any questions? No question from you?
I'll start off.
Okay.
So you had 20 odd states?
22 states.
22 states.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a sense of where those states were located? I mean, were they spread out or were they in particular areas?
They were spread out, so that's why I compared their characteristics with other states not in the sample, but there was no differences. So they are, you know, all over the U.S.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always had a sense that a lot of the, we've done some of this work in our state,
mm-hmm.
and that there's a real disparity in terms of policy when what's required for PE or not.
Mm-hmm.
We found in our state that almost 90% of the teachers were actually certified, but then the amount of time that's required by policy was pretty low.
Right.
So I don't know if that's similar to other states.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are these schools public schools or private schools?
Oh, it's public schools. But they are state representative schools. I think so. Not from this data, but I worked on different data set, including both private and public. There were differences in private and public schools. And also, the school policies are not mandated in private schools. So, you know, there are differences because there is no the same policy on private and public. No more questions? Okay. Thank you.